Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us right now, though, one of the finest trash talkers you're ever going to find. Former NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion. He won 4 straight bowl games as a member of the Syracuse Orange, formerly Orange Men. He is a maven of Ravens TV and radio. He is Qadri Ishmael. Follow him on Twitter, at Qadri Ishmael. Qadri, thanks for joining us this morning, or I should say this afternoon now.
I mean, the introduction, like, wow, that's an amazing introduction. But then at the same time, like, where did the trash talking come from? I am the most humblest of people. I don't even know what trash talking is. When trash talking happens, it's me taking my trash down to the curb so the receptacle can be emptied by the garbage men that are coming by to pick up the ripe bananas that I ate.
Qadri, I'm in Cleveland. I've had you on before Ravens-Browns games in the past. I didn't even set this up. Tom did. And I know you as a trash talker. Now, sometimes you've just been telling the truth, and I just didn't want to accept it. So maybe it's just the truth spoken in a realistic way, and I didn't want to accept it at the time. I will admit that.
Ah, so now the raveling of the tale unfolds.
Yes.
Because it was about Cleveland and how sorry they were. And somehow, some way, everybody was like, oh, my God, you guys, you took our team. And then trash talking, I just continue. I'm going to just talk right through you because I can do that. Bam. And just say this.
Oh,
you took our team. And then I'm going to be like, no, you didn't. We didn't take your team. See, here's what happened. We left, or I should say the organization left the colors and the records there. Now everybody's all like, hey, look at us. We had LeBron James give us a championship. Oh, the Cleveland Indians, they look good. And now we got Baker Mayfield. Ooh, look at us. We're really super cool now. See, that's what I'm saying. That right there is not trash talking. That's just stating a fact in a more like matter-of-fact kind of a way.
I don't blame you guys for taking the team. You didn't take the team. Art Modell just took him somewhere else. I blame Art Modell. I don't blame Baltimore.
I'm not saying that I blame anybody, but I'm sure not blaming Mr. Modell, God rest his soul, who should be in the Hall of Fame, because all I'm simply saying is that he made a good business decision that helped out a franchise that really, I guess, if y'all really wanted it to, all the different owners that came through, who's the most recent, like, Cleveland Browns owner now? I lost track. I mean,
Jimmy Haslam. They've only had 2 owners. You're thinking of head coaches.
Yeah, Lerner and Haslam, right?
Okay. Yes.
Lerner and Haslam sitting in a tree. KISSING. Listen.
What?
They basically been hiring and firing people left and right, but they still got the same colors. They still got the same records.
Uh-huh.
So I think what Mr. Modell did, God rest his soul, he should be in the Hall of Fame. was amazing as far as even bringing Monday Night Football and television revenue sharing. So
the somebody else wouldn't have done that.
Can be chilling and doing their thing.
Like somebody else wouldn't have come up with the decision, and it was the only good business decision he ever made was with the TV revenue. And anybody who knew about the Gateway Project
like
would know.
Else. Yeah, he was the originator, and you won't give him any love.
I'm not going to give him any love because somebody else would have came up with the idea too. And I don't care if he did come up with the idea of revenue sharing. If he did come up with the idea of TV dollars, so you're going to work me into a shoot, and I didn't even want you to work me into a shoot, Kadri. Do you see how this works? I'm not going. No, yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not lowering myself to it, sir.
Go ahead.
Ain't going to happen.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure it is. Let me answer a question for me, all right?
Okay, my Super Bowl ring, the specs on it, it's over 200 diamonds. There's a thing called a pennyweight, a male. Average male ring is 11 pennyweights, I think.
One going to ask that.
2000 team is 27 pennyweights. I don't even know what. The most recent Super Bowl team was at 2012. I don't even 47 Super Bowl 47. That ring trumped my ring, and it might have been eclipsed by one of the baseball teams. But
Kadri, damn it, that ain't the question
ring.
I'm asking. That isn't the question
bad.
I'm going to ask.
I thought you were talking about what happened
Hell
when
no,
you win.
No, I ain't going to ask. No, I'm not asking.
Because Cleveland hasn't won yet.
We will. We will. So you know how that works. Because you ain't saying nothing about the future. You haven't said anything about Baker Mayfield just yet. So let me ask.
I didn't know. What number of quarterback is he? Number 24?
Doesn't matter. As long as you get it right. Hey, we can go back before. You're going to give me an argument over Stoney Case? Am I going to hear about Stoney Case or Kyle Buller?
Love me some Stoney Case.
I'm sure you do.
Just a stepping stone to the next guy, Joe Flacco.
So did every secondary in the AFC North. They love Stoney Case and Kyle Buller. All right, Kadri. Okay. Is John Harbaugh the head coach of the Ravens in 2019 and 2020?
So here's the thing. Everyone wants to jump on the John Harbaugh is not going to be in Baltimore thing, but then there's a thing called what have you done for me lately? Oh, yeah, he's been winning. Mm-hmm. And to the point where now if you look at his track record with the injuries he's had over the last few years, he's done a remarkable job of keeping the team competitive. And I think that's where he separates himself as just an average head coach, because I think there are teams that kind of quit on their coaches and their coaching staff. But I think for John Harbaugh, he's done an amazing job of keeping his team competitive and in the mix. And this year he's done as fine of a job, if not his finest job. And from what all reports are saying, he's supposed to get a contract extension. So Steve Bisciotti, I'm sure he is feeling really good about the fact that he has a good, strong coach and coaching staff to further the success of the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, if we're going to do this, though, I need to, because I agree with that. I think John Harbaugh is a fine coach. But if they start out, say, 5-4 or 4-5 next year, are we going to be doing this again? Because I think that needs to be discussed between the two parties if they're going to do this.
So every year is an unpredictable year. Every week is an unpredictable week.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in the NFL, you're a fool if you really bet on NFL games, because it's so difficult. I think that if you look at his track record, you can say at worst they're going to be a 500 team. And depending upon how well Lamar Jackson, progresses, I'm looking at them being – I'd say 11-5, 10-6. I mean, every year they're kind of hovering around that mark, that 11-5, 10-6. And, hey, that's what they are.
Okay, well, if they're at that level, then – because, I think he's good, but I just – if I'm him – I don't want
who
you.
Who else is out there? Who else is out there? That,
I agree. I agree. I think so quickly we want to fire fans. I think we want to fire people, but to hear, like Steve Bisciotti even kind of confirmed it in the one discussion, I'm thinking, man, he's a good coach. Who else is really going to be out there that's going to be that much better for you? I thought that would be a strong. Yeah.
I think even Ron Rivera, who Riverboat Ron down in Carolina, he kind of started off hot and then they fizzled out. They put Cam Newton on the shelf, and now reports are saying that he's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it's a bad thing when I say he's going to be back. It's who else is out there that
exactly.
can do as good of a job.
Kadri Ismail joining us on the show, former NFL wideout, Super Bowl champ, Ravens TV and radio analyst. He's all over the place. Tell me about Lamar Jackson. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it hasn't. What's been the secret to his success with this football team?
I think he's done a remarkable job of staying within his strengths and limiting his weaknesses. His strength, obviously, is running the football. I think the fact that you have a guy, Marty Morningwig, who has had really good success with Michael Vick and calling plays for him. I think their running attack in their offensive line has done quite an amazing job of really opening up holes for not only Lamar, but also Gus Edwards, who has come along and been as good and key for this offense. Then you talk about Kenneth Dixon. So you got a three-headed monster as far as rushing the football, and that chews up the clock. I mean, I can count three drives in particular where they've had an 11-play, two 11-plays and one 9-play where they didn't throw the ball at all, and they all ended up in scores, and it just chewed up a tremendous amount of clock, which then you look at defensively, it helps them as far as just being rested and ready to go. And with Wink Martindale as their signal caller, he has put them in some really good, you know, strong defensive looks. And, you know, defense with fresh legs, they've executed, you know, remarkably. So, you know, the trickle-down effect of what Lamar has been to this team is the reason why, you know, come Sunday 4:25, they're going to have a chance to, you know, start off and end with an AFC North championship.
Kadri Ishmael with us on the show. What do you think of Baker Mayfield then?
I think he is as charismatic as it gets for, you know, what Cleveland needs. I think, you know, he's a guy that is not afraid to throw the deep ball and take a tremendous chance with his arm. But yet at the same time, he's smart enough to get a check down and allow that to happen. So, you know, he's not feast or famine as far as a mistake. He's just he's cutthroat enough to know when, you know, he can take those chances. And I think, again, like Lamar, you know, guys are excited to play with him at quarterback. And that's what makes this matchup such a unique one for the National Football League. Two rookie quarterbacks have galvanized both of their teams.
Yeah.
And while the road to the playoffs is well, this team, that team, and the other team with Cincinnati or with Cleveland, the fact that Cleveland is even in the conversation speaks to what Baker means to the Cleveland Browns.
Kadri, then tell me about what did you think of the look back? Did you see the look back against Cincinnati that he had with UJ? You're laughing about it. Well, tell me what you thought of it then.
Yeah, I think, you know, so part of it is the cliche of, you know, you want your athletes to open up more. The media wants them to open up more. But then when they do, you criticize them. So I think it's that kind of a mindset. Here's a guy, he's young, you know, I think, you know, has some maturing to do with the whole stare down. Only because I say this as a player, you know, in this league, karma is a mother. And karma will come back to get you at any point in time. And you know, you just don't want to mess with it, you know, and yeah, there are ways to show that, you know, I'm thumbing my nose at Q for whatever he did to him behind closed doors, fine. But, you know, doing it the way he did it, you know, I'm laughing because I could just see his youth, and you just don't want karma to come back to bite you.
Kadri Ishmael joining us on the show. Do you think he understands that? Like, there's going to be a point where, like, remember, they had that instance where it happened against Cincinnati. They were chirping. Then they went out, they lost to Houston. They said nothing. And everybody, well, you're not saying anything about losing to Houston now, are you? Like, that is part of what you do, is that when you win in the NFL, you can talk. I mean, do you remember, was it Terrell Suggs who walked out there with the T-shirt about Pittsburgh before the playoff game? Which side was that on?
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I hear you, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, if you're gonna talk, you better back it up. But then at the same time, you better also make sure your boys can back it up too. Because last I checked, it's not a one man show. You know, it's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. So again, don't talk smack if you don't feel that your boys can help you back it up. And that's something that, you know, you got to be aware of.
It's a different level of respect with Baltimore, because I haven't said anything about Baltimore leading up to this game. Kadri Ishmael joining us on the show. So what's the future of Joe Flacco then? If this could end up being Lamar Jackson's team, where does he end up?
I don't know. I think they're, you know, there are teams out there that are in need of quarterback and quarterback play and good quarterback play. Gosh, I mean, the rumor mill has started as far as him, you know, going to Jacksonville. Heck, there were even some people saying, you know, well, what if they get rid of Eli and, you know, LaLetta might not be ready. Let's, you know, potentially kick the tires on Joe. And I don't know. I think that this offseason is going to be an interesting one. You know, they're even saying down in Washington, let them go down the Beltway and play for the Redskins. I know this to be true. You know, Joe can still play, and Joe is as good of a quarterback. I just think that, you know, his time has run out in Baltimore, but I have nothing but, you know, love and respect for what he's done to and for the city of Baltimore.
I want to bring up Kyler Murray later on in the show, so I'm going to ask you. You're a father, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you? I think you have a son who's pretty good at sports, right?
I have three kids. All three play collegiate sports. My daughter plays at Princeton, plays basketball. My one son plays at a division school, or Division II school, Mercyhurst. And my youngest, he's a quarterback at Villanova.
Okay, so if you were Kyler Murray's old man, what would you be telling him right now? Because he's 21, he can make his own decisions, but he needs the guidance. What would you say, Kadri?
As his consigliere, I'm saying play baseball.
How come?
It's a longer life as far as, you know, playing professionally and having fun. At the same time, from a baseball aspect of things, Was it Brian Jordan, I believe, for the Atlanta Braves? Was that
yes.
his name, I believe?
Yes, yes.
Both he and Dion, you know, he was as good to play two sports, and he just chose baseball, and I think he had a really good, productive baseball career. And last I checked, the NFL contracts are not guaranteed. Baseball is the strongest union in America, and they have some advantages that, you know, as a young person, you might not care about at the moment, but as your consigliere, I promise you, you're going to care about when you get older, and I would say go the baseball route for a variety of reasons and you know, watch football on Sundays with your buddies.
So even if he said, Dad, I really, really, really want to play football, and there's a lot of people out there, gosh, if he plays well tonight, Kadri, they're going to be going, you know, offenses are changing, I know he's 5'9", this, that, and the other, you'd still say, son, I know your heart might be with it, but you got to go play baseball.
Son, I have 100 million reasons why you should play baseball, and if you do it right, you can also use your money and be a smart and wise investor. And then, if you want to, you can get ownership in a football team. And then you can have the 5'9" quarterbacks that you desire to have, and you could be sitting in the owner's suite eating on your chicken wings that are homemade.
You are one of the best. Kadri, thank you so much for the time. All the best, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.